Thanks for joining us for today's Word of Hope from First Christian Church in Burlington, Iowa. In this broadcast, you will hear songs and hymns of praise, the pastoral prayer for the day from our associate pastor, Brooke Anthony, and a message from me, senior pastor Dave Yonker, that I hope will fill your spirit and give you hope. You are always welcome to join us for worship in our sanctuary on Sunday mornings at 8:30 and 10 a.m., here at 1221 Park Avenue in Burlington. For more information, check us out at burlingtondoc.org. You are invited to grow in faith and share God's love through First Christian Church in Burlington. It's a very special Sunday here in the life of our church, one of our favorite Sundays in our whole church year. It is our annual choir cantata Sunday, and so we look forward to hearing the story of Christ's birth through the music of our choir in worship today. And so as we're gathered for worship, we ask you to take out your worship bulletin that you received on the way in the main doors this morning. And on the right-hand side, you'll find our tear-out sheet that says connect at the very top. So you're invited to tear it off now and fill it out and let us know that you were here with us in worship today. You can also check one of those boxes on the back side if you'd like to know more information about growing in your faith here through our church family. Or if you would like to jot down prayer concerns or praises that you have in your life, you can do that as well. And after you fill it out, you can drop it in the baskets that our ushers will pass later on in our worship service today. For our friends who are joining us virtually, you're invited to go to our church website, burlingtondoc.org. You can download a copy of today's worship bulletin, and you can follow along with us from home or at work today. On the very back side of your bulletin, you see things that are going on in the life of our church today and here throughout this week. You may have noticed a little insert inside your bulletin. We are continuing to receive our special over and above Christmas offering today. This offering directly supports the ministry of our Disciples of Christ Upper Midwest region. It supports the church camp that our youth from our church go up to in Newton, Iowa. It supports our regional ministers who serve us and help us along. And so you can make a gift in the offering envelope there inside your bulletin. You can also go to our church website and you can give your gift online there. It is the season of Advent as we are getting ready to celebrate Christmas. And so in this season, we've been having little Tuesday evening worship services. And so our final one is this Tuesday night at 6 o'clock here in the sanctuary. We've had a couple of these so far, and they're a lot of fun. They're short little 30-minute services, and then we have a soup supper in the fellowship hall afterwards. And they're a great time in the midst of all the busyness that we're about this season to spend 30 minutes in worship together. And so we hope that you'll join us for worship this Tuesday night at 6 o'clock. Lastly, we're looking forward to Christmas Eve here at First Christian Church. Christmas Eve, of course, is a Sunday, and so this is what our day looks like next Sunday. Sunday morning is a regular Sunday morning of worship, our two services, traditional 8:30, contemporary at 10:30. And then in the evening, we'll have two Christmas Eve services. Both of those evening services will be candlelight communion Christmas Eve services. We'll have our traditional Christmas Eve service with traditional hymns and Christmas carols at 5 o'clock here in the sanctuary. At 6 o'clock in the Fellowship Hall, we'll have a special turkey noodle dinner that if you'd like to be a part of, you can sign up. There's a sign-up sheet there outside the sanctuary by the Welcome Center. And then at 7 o'clock will be our contemporary Christmas Eve service led by our contemporary worship band here at 7. And so wherever you find yourself worshiping next week, we hope that you'll worship here with us at First Christian Church next Sunday. We've been kind of joking that with four services in one day, maybe you get extra stars in your crown by attending every single one next week or extra bonus points or whatever it is. But we hope that you'll join us for worship next Sunday. It should be a great day. Along with this, we hope that you will invite someone to worship with you next week here on Christmas Eve. And so there are little invitation postcards located all around the Welcome Center, and you can pick one up after church today, take one home, and then invite someone at work or throughout your life to join us for worship next week. Throughout the season of Advent, we have been gathering around the Advent wreath for our Advent wreath call to worship. And so today, Tom and Jerry Elmore are going to come and lead us in our Advent wreath call to worship. You can follow along on the screen or also in the words in your bulletin.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We gather together in this most holy season of Advent, thankful for the anticipation that grows in our hearts each week. We prepare our homes with decorations. We prepare gifts to give, and we prepare ourselves for God's ultimate gift. We come as people of joy. Life in the world is difficult and often filled with pain. We trudge through our days trying to make it through another. but the Christ child brought a new kind of joy into the world, and we embrace him and welcome his joy into our hearts and lives. We are a people of joy. Today we light the third candle, the candle of joy. While we may not always feel joyful, we remember and celebrate the joy present in our Savior, and we pray that Christ's joy would be at our very core. May the joy of Christ fill us and stay with us. We ready our spirits to receive the gifts of Christ. And we pray that we would radiate his joy into the world. We are a people of joy.
God.
God created the world and everything in it. And God loved the world he created so much that he sent his only son to give humankind a path to eternal life. It was a shining light in the darkness, proof of the depth of God's love. Bethlehem.
Once in royal David's city, to the lowly cattle shed,
where a mother laid her baby in a manger for his bed. He came down to her from heaven.
The prophet Isaiah writes, "The people who walk in darkness will see a great light, and that light will shine upon everyone who lived in the land of darkness. That light will bring hope to a troubled world, and that light will flood the earth with God's love."
There are many scripture passages in the Old Testament that speak of the coming Messiah. The second book of Samuel describes Christ's lineage. Isaiah tells us how the birth will come about. Micah tells us Jesus will be born in Bethlehem. And many other scriptures tell the signs to watch for and describe how the world will prepare the way for the King of love and light.
Everlasting love.
Gospel of Luke goes into great detail about Christ's birth, that it began when an angel named Gabriel appeared to a young girl named Mary with some most astounding news.
Love is patient, love is kind. Love always protects, always trusts. Love always hopes, and love always perseveres. Love is not proud, love doesn't dishonor. It's not self-seeking, and it's not easily angered. Love keeps no records of wrongs, and love rejoices in truth. Where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be silenced. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. But love, love never fails.
Stars and angels.
How exactly did love come down? Well, according to the Gospel of Luke, there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, tending their sheep. An angel appeared to them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy. Today in Bethlehem, a Savior has been born. He is Messiah, the Lord. And this is how you will know him. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths, lying in a manger."
And then suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about."
Love came down from heaven.
When the shepherds had seen the child in the manger, they went about sharing the news. They returned to their flocks, praising God for what they had seen and heard. Love was born. And that love is still with us today. As Christina Rossetti wrote, love came down at Christmas. Stars and angels gave the sign. Love was born at Christmas. Love be yours. Love be mine. And this reminder from Corinthians, and now these three remain, faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love.
That was awesome. In order to prepare our hearts and minds for communion, would you please join me for What Child Is This?
What Child?